The Indian government this week signed grant agreements with the Geneva-based Global Fund worth over $244 million to help people living with HIV and AIDS. The overall goal of the grants will be to reach and diagnose an estimated 65% of the HIV-infected people in India and link them to care, support, and treatment services. India is among the top three countries with the highest number of AIDS cases, alongside South Africa and Nigeria. But with only one-third of HIV cases being treated, it poses a threat to the country's prevention measures. Nalin Mehta is a senior communications officer at the Global Fund. He told us more about this latest initiative.
We have about 2.47 million people living with HIV in India at the moment. It's the highest, it's the highest burden of HIV in Asia and the third highest in the world. However, the point about India is that it's not a general epidemic. It's a concentrated epidemic, by which I mean that just about 0.3% of the population is currently affected by HIV or estimated to be affected by HIV. And all the data is now telling us, you know, there were fears in the 90s that HIV will cut through. Through India like a hot knife cutting through butter, like it has in parts of Africa. Well, those fears have proven to be unfounded. We are now talking about a concentrated epidemic that is concentrated among some key risk groups, which are and these risk groups, of course, are injecting drug users, where the prevalence is as high as 7.2%. Men who have sex with men, where the prevalence is 7.4% roughly, and female sex workers, where the prevalence currently is about 5.1%. So what's happened now is that in terms of programming, a lot of the efforts of the National AIDS Program have shifted towards specific programming towards key risk groups in particular.
Now, what sort of challenges do we face in India in providing HIV treatment?
Well, the primary challenge is that while it has 2.4 million people estimated to be living with HIV, HIV is actually concentrated in very specific regions, geographically speaking. So what we're talking about is that there are six high prevalence states, the states of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, which are in South India, where the prevalence is more than 1% of the population. And then there are two states in the Northeast, which is Nagaland and Manipur, where the prevalence is high as well. So what we are seeing now is that at least in the southern states, HIV, we are seeing evidence that HIV is beginning to be reversed. We're seeing declines in new infections, which is a very, very encouraging sign. The new challenge now is that we are now seeing new pockets emerging in North India as well. The primary problem so far has been the question of stigma and discrimination. For instance, till last year, homosexuality was still illegal in India. It was legalized after a judgment of the Delhi High Court. What that meant was that a lot of the programs which were specifically meant to target MSM communities couldn't function very effectively, largely because many of these communities were invisible and very difficult to reach. But now we are seeing quite a change in that.
This week, the Global Fund signed a grant agreement with the Indian government. Can you tell me a bit about the goal of that agreement?
Yes, there were three agreements that were signed. One was for about the first agreement was with the government of India for $128 million, and that's largely aimed at pregnant mothers. The aim of that program is to increase the scope of services that will be given to HIV-positive pregnant women to ensure that their children are not born with HIV. Now, at the moment, the estimates tell us that there are about 65,000 HIV-positive pregnant women in India. What we are seeing at the moment is that the coverage of services to them is just about 20 to 25%. The aim of this grant is to significantly expand the scope of this coverage and to take it up to 65% over the next 3 years. So we are saying that that treatment will be provided to prevent HIV from mother to child over the next 3 years to 65% of all pregnant women in the country. And the aim is that over the next 3 years, about 830,000 pregnant women will annually be counseled and tested for HIV in counseling and testing centers. Now, at the moment, counseling and testing centers exist. There are about 1,000 counseling and testing centers in primary healthcare centers. The aim is to take that from 1,000 to 4,000 to nearly about 5,000. And that will increase the geographic scope of our services and therefore allow more and more people to access them. I think I would also like to add that apart from this agreement with the Government of India for $128 million, the Global Fund has also signed two new agreements this week. One is with the Emmanuel Hospital Association, which is for $5.4 million, and that's specifically to work with injecting drug users in the northeast of India. And the second is with the India HIV/AIDS Alliance, which is for about $6.1 million, and that is aimed specifically to work with sexual minorities and men who have sex with men. And the aim is to increase increase the community-centered groups that work with these communities in order to enhance the scope and effectiveness of HIV services.